Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
There's celebrities in this country that say that we are harming the planet because of beef cattle production in this country. Not so, says Dr. Tyron Rickersham of Texas A&M University. He was one of the speakers that we caught up with this last week at the Cattle Industry Convention down in San Antonio. He says we've got a great sustainability story to tell in the beef cattle industry in the United States. And one of the reasons why is something that he calls protein upcycling.
So what that means is we're taking low quality protein, so protein that doesn't do a good job of meeting our amino acid requirements. So amino acids are basically molecules we need to live, and some of those are essential. We must consume them in the diet. Human edible sources like corn provide some amino acids, but they do a very poor job of providing the essential amino acids. And so when we feed that poor quality source of amino acids to cattle, they're going to, through the activity of the ruminal microbes, they're going to increase the quality of that protein, and then that protein's deposited in muscle, and then we go ahead and consume that muscle. So the upcycling is adding value.
You've probably also heard some of those same critics say that we should take the grain that we're giving to cattle and instead feed it to humans, a better utilization of it. Right? Wrong.
So when we look over in the entire production system, we're looking at somewhere around 700, 800 pounds of corn going into that animal. And if we took that corn and redirected it to feeding humans, in particular toddlers, because they have the highest amino acid requirements, they're in a really important time of growth, cognitive development. And so if we meet those requirements, they do a lot better. If we fed them corn and used just the corn and said we could get them to eat that much corn and not be obese, we could only feed three toddlers. If we take that corn and all the other byproducts, the biomass forages that are used in the beef cattle production system, and fed that corn in combination with those, we can feed the 17 toddlers. A really nice story in terms of being able to say, we're taking this human edible protein, we're adding, one, a lot of human edible protein to it from other sources, but we're improving the quality, and we can roughly feed more than four times the number of children by using beef cattle.
So we do have a really an excellent story. You were also saying that it's a net positive when you start talking about the total beef system from the cow calf to the stocker phase to the feedlot phase.
Yes, sir. It's a definitely a positive system. The cow calf segment kind of leads the way in terms of just their overall large dependence on forages and byproducts that humans can't consume. And then the stockers, again, utilize a lot of forage. And the feedlot, they're going to feed more human edible protein, but they're doing some positive things for us as well from a methane standpoint and just an overall efficiency. And then the quality and consistency of the product is really improved in the feedlot system.
Dr. Tryon Wickersham, you've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.